It was really interesting. Richard Martin, the photographer, has been going for 15 years. So he's very familiar with many parts of Cuba and things that are interesting from a photographer's point of view. We were able to walk around. We stayed in Old Havana, which is an older section of the city. We just wandered, our little group, and no one restricted us. So we had lots of time of just walking around the streets, the parks, along the ocean. But also, because it was arts-oriented, we were able to go to a boxing gymnasium. We went to a ballet school, taking whatever photographs we wanted. Those kinds of opportunities are because it was able to go with a group and because of the emphasis on the people-to-people and arts and culture.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of the people and find out what their lives are like there?
I was in two cities. I was in Havana, and then we took a bus ride, about a 5 or 6 hour bus ride south to the city of Trinidad. And we met more local people there, but we were very welcomed everywhere.
You mentioned you had the chance to go down to Trinidad, and it was like a 5 hour bus ride. What's the rest of the country like outside of Havana?
We did take this bus ride, which was mostly through countryside, very rural, very farm or empty looking land. Trinidad is a city that's 500 years old. It's very colorful. The streets are cobblestone. There are more horse-drawn conveyances and bicycles than motor vehicles. If Havana's frozen in time with its classic American cars, and it is, the time that Trinidad is in is even earlier. The standard of living in Cuba is really quite low. The population is very educated. Many people have a college degree. Education is free on up through medical school if you wanted to do that. Although I say the standard of living is low, it is in terms of consumer goods. It's very difficult to have things. And many people want things. I was taking pictures of signs about the revolution and Viva Fidel and Che Guevara. So then I started noticing there aren't any other kind of signs. But then I'm thinking, well, there's nothing to buy. You know, our signs are advertising signs. There's not a reason to have advertising because there's not any products.
Based on what you've seen and now having had relations normalized, how do you think things are going to change in Cuba?
There will be American tourists. I think there is this pent-up interest. But there needs to be a lot of investment in infrastructure there before they can handle very many tourists. When I went on January 16th, it was the same week that the first State Department delegation came to start the talks. At the same time that that's going on, went by various billboards. The two that had most impact on me. There's a giant fist striking Uncle Sam. There's another one. There's a noose with the island of Cuba within the noose. And it said, blockade, the longest genocide in history. And these look new. These didn't look weathered. So at the same time that the reaching out to start talking, the propaganda is still portraying, you know, such a negative portrayal of the U.S.
Penny, as a photographer, what fascinated you most in Cuba?
In Havana, what fascinated me most were the people, the smiles, the expressions, the little girls in the ballet school who kept kind of looking out of the side of their eyes at these photographers. And then a bunch of them came and sat down on a bench next to me as everybody was getting ready to leave. And they clearly wanted the picture taken. And just these great smiles. Trinidad is very colorful and much more interesting in terms of color and texture, the tiled roofs, the cobblestone streets, as a photographer. As just a person walking around, I was really affected by how dilapidated Havana was, old Havana. And there's no color. There's very little color in Havana. And there's all this variety of color in Trinidad.
The U.S. reopened its embassy in Havana last Friday. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.